Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, and I am said jerk. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing well. I've been all right. I think I'm in my actual, my crap mood. You know, I talk about my crap mood. But it's going though. I'm trying to stay busy doing something. I don't know, whether it's, you know, load of laundry or whatever. Just do something, get something accomplished. But I don't know. I just, every once in a while, I just get like I want to, talk for some reason. You know, sometimes I'm just not in the mood and sometimes I am. I don't know. But anyway, the other day, I was trying to watch Clue, the movie Clue, that's based off the board game, the murder mystery. One of my favorite movies, one of them. But I remember living in Utah, and God, how old was I? Probably about 9, 8, somewhere around there, 7 maybe. But so I'd go to my uncle, who was the brother of my mom. I'd go to his house on the weekends when he would have his son. My cousin. So we hung out a lot as when we were kids, and so I'd go there a lot, and we would just hang out, or especially during the summer, I think is when we spent a lot of time. And then, but the thing was, you know, back in those days, kids were, you know, they called them latchkey kids. You know, you would come home after school and you had a key to your house, you'd go in and lock it and you'd be home alone. You know, a lot of kids were like that. I mean, most kids were, I think, before the helicopter parenting. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say I was a latchkey kid, but I was pretty close. But I remember going to my uncle's house on the weekend, or maybe even during the week, like I said, because it was the summertime. But what I remember is it was a weekday because they were both gone. My uncle and his fiance, or I don't know if they were married then. No, they weren't. His girlfriend. So they would go to work. So me around 9-ish, and then, which would leave my cousin to be 5, 6. So he's 3 years younger than I am. Anyway, so we would just, you know, I learned how to make scrambled eggs. I learned how to make grilled cheese there and stuff like that. I mean, not by myself. I remember my Aunt Debbie taught me. But yeah, so we basically had the house to ourselves, you know, and we'd be playing and watch TV and just cook some food. So it was kind of nice, actually. But I remember, you know, having the TV on and, you know, this is the antenna days. Maybe there was cable, I don't know, and TBS probably or something. But Clue would be on. So I swear I'd watch it at least twice a summer, just because it would come on TV. Probably even more than that, really. So that's when I started getting into it, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a great movie. I'm sure. I think most people know about it now, so I'm not. You know, the spear head or anything, but not the spearhead, first one in, right? So a lot of people love it and this and that, but yeah, I just think it's a pretty funny movie. And actually it gets, you know, what's cool about it is when I was a kid, you know, the slapsticky stuff probably is what made me laugh. And then a lot of jokes I didn't get. Because a lot of the jokes are kind of ahead of its time. Like now it's like, what? But even then it was kind of like, it was more like 90s kind of humor and stuff. Late 90s. It probably would have, some of the jokes probably would have landed better, maybe, but maybe not, because people would, I don't know, just kind of weird how that works. But some of the jokes were stupid and whatever, but some of it was, I think, ahead of its time, you know. So it's like, as I watch it, as I get older, I'll like catch something new. I'm like, oh crap, that's, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's my name of my podcast, blah, blah, blah. So I went to watch it last night. I have it on DVD and it's all scratched, so it wouldn't play. I mean, it would start, but then it wouldn't play. I need to get like a little car buffer and some waxing. I guess that kind of, you can get them back to normal. But anyway, it's a DVD, so I need to buy the Blu-ray version. But before I ever, you know, I'm not going to get rid of it because some movies aren't available or whatever, but so now I gotta buy it on Blu-ray. So it's like all my movies that were like my favorites, you know, I'd start buying like, well, you know, back, I think 2009 was the first year I bought Blu-ray and had a Blu-ray player. And, you know, so I'd buy new movies that I wanted, and then I'd buy old movies that were like my favorites. So, but now it's just everything. So, you know, Blu-rays, I mean, crap, now they got 4K and whatever, so it doesn't really matter. But keep the DVDs. But, like, I even have VHSs, but it's hard for me to watch a VHS, man. It's just, it's too grainy. And, like, I'm kind of, like, nostalgic, I guess, a little bit. And I'm a little old school. But I like a good clear picture in a movie. So, yeah, it's got to be. So I can't. I've watched a few VHS. I mean, I could watch like a documentary maybe, or I don't know. Yeah, some sort of documentary. But to watch a movie on VHS is like, I can't. It's too hard. I don't know. It's just weird. I can watch an old ass movie if it's got pretty good picture, although a lot of it is grainy and stuff. But anyway, but I remember the first time kind of realizing how much I liked a good picture. And it was when The Matrix came out. And I bought it was VHS. And I bought the widescreen version, I remember. And it was a new VHS, and I don't know, but something about it just like, man, it looks really good. You know, I mean, you know, the screen was smaller. You had the two black parts because the ratio, you know, is squished down. And so I remember when that came out, I bought that. And since then, I've always been like into widescreen. And then I'd go visit my dad. And all of his stuff is like standard. You know, like we would go rent a movie, and I would look for widescreen. I'd be like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna grab their widescreen. Because you used to have both. They used to do that too in the video stores. But so if there was an option, I would grab widescreen without saying anything. And then we'd get home, and he'd be like, oh man, he'd be all pissed off because it's widescreen. But, and we used to get in argument, not like legitimate, you know, we wouldn't fight, but we would just get in debates, okay, debates about it. And I was trying to explain to him, yes, it's smaller this way, but you're still getting a bigger picture. And he just would not get it. And it was a Steven Seagal movie. I don't remember which one it was. Probably like Hard to Kill or something. But he had on DVD. I probably still have it, actually. And you had, I mean, some of them you could do, you would flip them. One side was full screen, one side was widescreen. I can't remember how this one was. I didn't know if you could just select it like you can. So I think I had to flip it. So I think what we did is we picked a scene in the movie, and I played, you know, standard, and it showed him the standard, and then watched the same thing on widescreen, and then he saw how much he was actually missing, especially in like those fights. You can't see the whole picture. It's like zoomed in so close. You know what I mean? So then finally he was like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then it wasn't long after that, after he got like a flat screen TV, which are made for widescreen. So, you know, didn't have the the black on top and bottom. So he was, you know, so he was good after that. But it was just kind of funny. We used to argue about that all the time. Dude, what am I talking about? I actually put down notes. Where am I at? I'm just been blabbing. 10 minutes. Okay. So, but anyway, so I was the whole reason I was talking about Clue was just a little, I guess, my part in it. But it's popular, you know, it's still really popular. And lots of even people younger than I are into it. And I just saw this article from the Nielsen's ratings, right? Which Nielsen's are, oh, I forgot to double check. Like, are they tracking just what's on TV, or is it everything, even streaming? It's got to be streaming. Yeah, because it's the old shows. Yeah. Well, I guess there's reruns. But anyway, yeah, this is the Nielsen ratings for the stream. And basically, all the top streaming shows are like older shows from like the 90s or early 2000s. Nothing new is being watched. And it's kind of funny, but it's like, yeah, there's so much. Like, I haven't been following really TV and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, sometimes I'll watch like a list on YouTube that says like, oh, shows that are being canceled. Like, I just watched one like a week ago or the other day. And it's like, these are the newest, the top 10 shows that are being canceled and whatever. And I didn't know any of them. Like, they were like, usually I'd kind of know, you would kind of, maybe I'd watch just enough to have an idea or whatever. But none of the shows, I was like, I have no idea what these shows are. I didn't even know they existed. And that's kind of, I think for a lot of people, because you have people like myself that are just kind of sick of the stupid crap. And it's like, I'm not going to waste my time and invest my time in these shows that are garbage. So I'm going to watch the old shows or not watch anything at all. But then you have the younger individuals who are doing it too, because they realize how much better the shows were. Everything is just such trash. I've been talking about this a lot lately, but it's true though. And it's just coming. Everybody's seeing it now, so it's good. But the thing is too, is like the younger kids, like my kids, they don't watch TV. They hate watching movies. Like I have to, well, one of them, he doesn't like movies at all. Really. We have to really force him. And then the other, you know, it's kind of hit or miss or whatever, but my oldest, he'll sit down and watch movies with me and I'll try and expose him. But yeah, they're on their phones. They even had TVs in their room and they never used them, and they could hook up to like YouTube and stuff like that. But they're on their phone. I mean, if I took their phone away, then they'd get on their TV, of course. Except my youngest though, he likes Legos and stuff like that. So he likes to play with toys. My other one likes basketball. But yeah, so old shows are where it's at. You know what I mean? So it's, because there's no message. No, there's always been messaging, I guess, I think, to be fair. There's always some sort of propaganda pushed into a show, whether you see it or not. But, man, it's just been so bad lately, you know? And then, plus, the writing is just bad. Like, they can't even make a show to support their identity or their politics, but make it good. It's like, dude, you would still, it wouldn't be, it would not be killing it on the ratings, but it would be doing better than what it is now. But that's the thing is, though, they can't get anybody who's an actually good writer to take part in the BS. So they hire all these people that are what's it called when they bitch and complain all the time? They are, you know, hey, hell no, we won't. What the hell? Protester. But there's another term I'm looking for. But when they're a protester before a writer, then, you know, they shouldn't be writing. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of them are now. So, and it's obvious. You can't, you know, they tried hiding it. Oh, it's because of COVID. Oh, it's because of this. Well, now there's no excuse. And everything that's was being pushed so much is just failing, and then now they're seeing it. So, like, there was a Spider-Man, or in the Spider-Universe movie with the Madame Web. I guess that did, like, crap. It looked horrible. That's the thing, though, too, is, like, it did not look good for my, at least for what I want to watch. Like, I could see it kind of being, like, a thriller kind of movie, whatever, for younger. I think if they would have took the Madame Web out of it, maybe even left everything else the same. There was no Spider-Man imagery, no nothing. Like, it just looked like a straight up, like, thriller kind of movie. People would have watched it. I think it would have done a lot better. And then when they come to watch it, they're like, oh my gosh, this is a superhero movie. Like, it becomes, you know, the very, very end, you find out it's connected with Madame Web or something, and then go off that way. I think it would have done better. But, you know, the thing is like, you know, they're trying to make different types of superhero movies, you know. And, but they're just not very good, I guess. I don't watch them. I haven't seen, what was it? I don't know. I don't. Like, I wish, like, I watched the Deadpool trailer. I think I talked about this already, but, and it looks good. Like, it looks pretty good, but there's a part of me that just doesn't care anymore. There's a part of me that's like, oh, let's see how, what, you know, when it comes out, let's really see. You know, so, I don't know. I think, you know, people try and say it's like, it's superhero fatigue, which, yes, I think they're, you know, okay, they're saying it's superhero fatigue or a bunch of, you know, and then you got people saying, no, it's all crap and all these different excuses, but they all play a part in it. They all do. I'm a little burnt out of superhero, but it's mainly because of the crap that's been put out, though. You know what I mean? So if they never started doing the identity politics and all the BS that they've been pushing into it, I probably would still be a little kind of getting tired watching a little bit less of superhero movies, but it wouldn't be where I'm at now. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm a little tired of it, but I'm also just like, I'm sick of getting excited and investing any kind of time and money and effort into, you know, and then just being completely let down. So it's like, we'll see. I'm hoping it's good, you know, and I think it will be, really, just because they had all the people, you know, the people involved in that were not hired because of their politics. They were probably a lot of the same people that have been in the last two movies, and you know what I mean? They wanted to, and at least at the very least, end it, the trilogy, on a high note, you know, so I don't know. It's kind of strange, though, the way things are. But like I said, it's a combination. You know, you got okay, a lot of superhero crap. Yeah, because it's everywhere. You got shitty writing. You got people that are just getting older, like myself. And they all play a factor, I think, and I've said it before. You know, I'm just kind of, I think I'm at that age where you just start to be less interested in pop culture and movies and things like that. You know, because I used to be a huge movie buff. I was, you know, into movies and music. I still like music a lot, but it's still even that's a lot less. It's just kind of weird. So I don't know. It's just, you know, so I have that going for me, and then plus the oversaturation, but more importantly, the oversaturation of crap films, because there were still movies, superhero movies, that did pretty good. So it's just, you know, it's, if they put out the right movie, you know, it's like they're trying to cater to such a low percentage, you know, the, you know, action movies and sci-fi and superhero movies and stuff. They're like 70, 80%. That's male, always has been, right? And then you got the romantic comedies and the other love stories and musicals, their majority is like 60 women, 70% women, you know? So to sit there and like take what's a male dominated whatever and try and push it to women. So now you had a male dominated thing that a lot of women loved the way it was. Now you made it all go towards women. So yeah, maybe you're picking up a few of these other, you know, feminist type women, but you're losing all the male and you're losing most of the women too that you had. So it's like, you know, it's fine to do a movie like this Madame Web movie, but when the last movie before that was the Marvels and the one before that was, I don't know, whatever, but it's all just been crap. It's all just been, you know, oh, look at this person's now gay. This person's now a different color. This person's now a woman. And, you know, oh, look, it's directed by the first black woman. Oh, it's directed by the first black woman with bleached hair. Oh, look, it's directed by the first black woman that's over 5 feet tall. Oh, look, you know what I mean? It's like, who cares? Is she a good director? That's what, you know, that's what should matter. But here we are, right? It's like, geez. But dang it. I went off another tangent. I kind of lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? The movies they were sucking. I don't know. But I went off. Anyway, I think that's about it. My time is pretty close to it. That's it. Just wanted to kind of bullshit, I guess. Let me know. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye. You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.